Blog Talk Radio.
Bye. Good evening to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and welcome to our prayer service, which is the most important service at Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church. We have so many things to pray about today and in the days to come. But before we get into our theme tonight, there's several people that I want to lift up in prayer. I just got notification that there's a brother by the name of Francisco Rigioni. And our dear brother has, for some years now, he's had a debilitating throat condition. Debilitating. And one can only imagine the kind of pain and suffering that our dear brother has undergone as a result of this condition. And so we want to lift up in prayer Brother Francisco Rigioni. In addition to that, we have another sister who would want us, a sister who would want us to pray for her, yet she wants us to keep her name anonymous. She was informed last week that they discovered breast cancer. And she's going to be going to the hospital tomorrow to have further tests done so that they can tell her the extent of her breast cancer. This is tomorrow, Wednesday. And so she has asked for prayer. And then there's another sister who is asking us for prayer, and she too wants to remain anonymous. But she wants prayer not for herself, but for her son. Her son had a great paying job, and the job is gone, lost the job. And now, after some time, he's been able to find employment, but this job he has now does not really cover the expenses. And so she would want us to pray for her son and his family, the wife and the children, that the Lord will cover them in his love. Cover them in his love. So, saints, look what it says in Psalm 107. Turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 107. And let's look at verse number 19 and 20. It says, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles." Who is the they, you ask? The they are God's people. "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble," like our brother Francisco Rigioni has cried out for prayer. He's cried out because of the debilitating throat condition that has plagued him for several years now. He's crying out for prayer. Then our sister who just discovered that she has breast cancer, she's crying out for prayer. So in addition to our sister and to Brother Francisco, there's another sister who's crying out for prayer, but not because she's in a bind, but because her son and his family are in a bind. Then it says, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he," the Lord, "saved them out of all of their distresses." So whether it be breast cancer or a throat condition or lack of employment, or the fact that you have a job but you just can't make ends meet, you see, the Bible says he and he alone saves them out of all of their distresses. Now, James says, the Apostle James says, "Is there any sick among you?" And the obvious question is yes. Then he says, "Let them call the elders of the church." Well, here at Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church, we can't call elders. We're not in a building. None of us are under one roof. This is internet radio, so we don't have the ability to call the elders. We don't have the ability to anoint you with oil, because that's what James says. Let them anoint the sick person with oil and let them say the prayer of faith. Well, we don't have any access to you. But here's the beauty. Here's the beauty of Psalm 107, verse 20. It says, for conditions like this where we don't have access to the people, where I can't anoint Brother Francisco and I can't anoint our sister who has breast cancer and I can't anoint the young man who needs a better paying job. We don't have access to these people. But here's the beauty. This is what the Lord says in Psalm 107, verse 20. It says, he, the Lord, sent his word and he healed them. He can heal the sister with cancer. He can heal Brother Rajoni from his little condition. He can deliver. It says he healed them, sent his word and he healed them, and delivered them from all their destructions. So this young man who needs this job or else, and not just the job, but he needs a good paying job. See, it's not that he's not willing to work. He wants to work. He wants to provide for his family, and yet it's not enough. Well, the Bible says that God can send his word, that he has the power to send his word, graciously deliver his people, that he can send his word and he can heal the cancer. He can heal the debilitating throat condition. That he can provide a better job with better pay, with better benefits, with better hours. Our Lord can do all that. That's why we come together for prayer. That we may lift up our collective voices to God. Let us pray right now. Father God, the God of tender mercies, the God whom the Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. The God who also sent his only begotten Son that he might die on the cross. That he might fulfill the scripture that says, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And he bore on that rugged cross, he bore on that tree, he bore on the cross of Calvary. He bore our sins. He bore our iniquities. And he carried our sicknesses and diseases. Right now, Lord, I beseech thee, along with my brothers and sisters, we call upon thee right now that you would send forth the word and heal my sister with cancer. Send forth your word. Send forth your word. Send forth your word right now, Lord. And heal my brother Francisco. Touch his throat. Cancel the disease. Cancel the sickness. Cancel whatever it is. Cancel it by the power and by the merits that you secured on the cross. For the Bible says that by your stripes, we are healed. Have mercy upon your people right now. Consider my brother who has a job, an honorable job, but yet can't make ends meet. Think, O Lord, about the pressure on his wife and his children, of having to go possibly without. Is he not your child? Are you not concerned for him? Yes, 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 you are. And you said, be anxious for nothing and give no thought of tomorrow, of what we shall eat and what we shall wear. Give no thought. You tell us four times in the Sermon on the Mount. Give no thought. Consider the ravens. Consider the birds of the air. Consider the lilies in the field. How your heavenly Father takes care of them. Are you not much more than they? So, Lord, we lift up these three immediate prayer requests. And we ask you, Lord, we ask you right now that by means of your mercy, by means of your sheer goodness, by your loving kindness, you Lord, we ask you, Lord, as our Heavenly Father, have compassion on us. Consider, Lord, that we're nothing but dust and ashes. Consider our frame, how weak we are. Consider how, without you, how easily we would be wiped out. How, without you, there would be no remembrance of us on the face of the earth. But because of your goodness, because of your great love towards us, because you're who you are, you're our Father, and we are your children. It behooves you, O Lord, to show yourself strong on our behalf. Not because we sow, we don't have anything to sow. In fact, all we have to give to you right now is our cries. The Bible says in verse 19 of Psalm 107, then they cried. It doesn't say then they sowed. It said then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them. It doesn't say that they sowed. It says that they cried. It doesn't say that they got on a $1,000 line and gave $1,000 to get healed from cancer or to get a better job or to have their throats healed. No, no, no. It says they cried out to the Lord. Not that they gave an offering to the Lord, but that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, in their distress, in their bind, in their horrid situation. And he saved them. Oh, he made a way of escape for them. Our sister with cancer is looking for a way of escape. Our brother with the throat condition is looking for a way of escape. Our brother with the job who needs a better job is looking for a way of escape. Bless them, Lord, we pray. Bless them, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. And let us get testimonials back declaring how wonderful you are, how great thou art, how mighty thou art, so that the feeble may hear and rejoice and grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We pray by the merits and by the name of Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, in his name, we come to you. For he said, ask anything in my name, and you shall have it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our theme for today is praying for the lost. We want to pray today for the unbelieving, the fearful, the whoremongers, the liars, the idolaters. We want to pray for sinners today. Sinners, 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 who right now, if Jesus was to come this very moment, they would find themselves being tossed, being deposited, being cast into the lake of fire. Today is soul winning prayer day. Soul winning. We want to pray people closer to Jesus. We want to pray people into the kingdom. We want to pray for people's salvation. And I want to play this hymn, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming to remind us, my brothers and sisters, to remind us that this is not a time to be idle. This is not a time to be sleeping. This is not a time to be playing church. This is not a time to be goofing off. This is a time to be evangelizing. This is a time when we need to get busy for Jesus and telling others that he is soon to return and that they need to be ready. They need to do everything possible to make things right with God. And the way you make things right with God is you embrace his son and the salvation that he has to offer. So I want to play this hymn. Let's meditate upon it. Jesus is coming soon, and then we'll come back and we'll list the people that we're praying for and why we're praying for them. So let's listen. Saints, if you turn to Revelation 21, Revelation chapter 21, verse 7, look what Revelation 21, verse 7 says. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." You know, you and I are blessed because we've been saved. God in his mercy stepped down and pulled me out of the miry clay and pulled you out of the miry clay. God in his kindness, God in his goodness, reached down, pulled you up, pulled me up, cleaned us up, wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, sealed you with the Holy Spirit, meaning that you belong to God now. He assigned an angel to watch over your soul. We're blessed. We're overcomers. We're on our way to heaven. And Jesus says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, you and I are only able to keep the sayings of the prophecy of the book of Revelation because we're saved. We've been given a new heart. Our minds have been transformed. As a result, we have a bent heavenly celestial things. We do. We have a heart for God. And that's why we're blessed. But then in verse 12, if you go down to verse 12 of Revelation 22, Revelation 22, verse 12, the Lord says again, and behold, I come quickly. This is the second time he says he comes what? He's coming quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give to every man according to his works. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do my commandments. They shall have a right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. But outside the city are dogs, or a better translation would be sodomites, homosexuals. So notice, in the New Jerusalem, there will be no homosexuals. There will be no sorcerers. There will be no whoremongers. There will be no murderers. There will be no idolaters. And whosoever loves to lie and make lies, they won't be in heaven. So look at the people. Look at verse 15. Outside the city are what? Dogs, sodomites, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and liars. Now, in our community, among our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, we know homosexuals. We know people who are sorcerers. Yes, an abortionist is a sorcerer. And by the way, over at our broadcast, Daily Manna from Heaven, I'm doing a whole series on who's not going to make it to heaven. So if you're tuning in to Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church, if you're tuning in to this broadcast, you need to also tune in to the Daily Manna from Heaven. I'm doing a whole series. I'm doing 3 weeks of who will not make it into heaven. And every day we talk about one of these people. We talk about the sodomite. We talk about the sorcerer. Who is a sorcerer? We define what is a whoremonger. We define what is a murderer. What is an idolater? We define all these terms. And we show you why the Bible says they won't enter into heaven, why they won't be allowed or given access to the New Jerusalem. So we all know sorcerers. An abortionist, a person who gives a drug to a woman so that they can have an abortion, so that they can, it's a pill, it's an abortion pill. That's a sorcerer. That's one of three kinds of sorcerers in the Bible. And so then you have whoremongers. Who are whoremongers? Fornicators. And then there's all kinds of, the same way there's three kinds of sorcerers, there are three kinds of whoremongers. I dealt with this in our study. And then there's murderers and idolaters and all these people. Now, you have to know some of these people. You have to know people who are serial liars. I know a bunch of serial liars. They can't help but lie. Every time they open their mouth, they're lying. This government lies to us. Doesn't this government lie to us? We're never told the truth. We know preachers who lie all the time. We know ministers of Satan who lie all the time. So, you see, we want to pray for these people. We want to pray for their salvation. This is serious business, folks. Serious business. So the first group that I want to pray for, if you go to Revelation 21, verse 8, look at Revelation 21, verse 8. Or we can begin reading at verse 7. Let's start with verse 7. It says, "He that overcometh," speaking about you and I, "he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Now, in the context, all things mean all things pertaining to heaven. But the fearful, see, that's the first group, the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second, what? Death. So here you have the first person, the fearful. The second, the unbelieving. The third, the abominable. The fourth, the murderers. The fifth, the whoremongers. The sixth, the sorcerers. The seventh, the idolaters. The eighth, liars. And the list goes on and on and on. And our world is filled with these kinds of people. Oh, the world is filled with these kinds of people. And so, as we go now to another hymn, I want to play Love Lifted Me, because it did lift me out of the miry clay, and it did lift you out of the miry clay. I'm going to give you time to write down the people that you know that need salvation while we listen to this hymn. You write down the people that need salvation. Perhaps you have a brother who's a sodomite. Perhaps you have a brother who's a whoremonger, or a sister who's a sorcerer, a sister who's an idolater. Perhaps you have relatives who constantly lie. Perhaps you have unbelieving relatives. People who want nothing to do with God and nothing to do with his word and can care less what the Bible says. They don't want to believe anything the Bible says. When we talk about that Jesus is coming quickly, they laugh, they mock. That's the unbelieving. The fearful are those who want to follow Jesus, but because there's a heavy price to be paid, they chicken out and say, no, thank you. I don't want to serve Jesus if there's persecution involved. You see, that's the fearful. That's the cowardly. So we know these people. They either work with us or live next to us, or some of them are friends. So let's pray that the same love that lifted you, because didn't love lift you out of sin? Oh, it lifted me. It was God's love in the person of Christ that reached down and lifted me up. So let's, as we listen to the hymn, pull out a sheet of paper. Write down some people's names that you know fall under the category of the fearful or the unbelieving or the abominable, which means they have polluted lives. These people, the abominable, are those who live in the gutter. The murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters. You know, an idolater doesn't necessarily have to be a person who kneels before an image. If you're covetous, if you're greedy, if you love to hoard money, then money has become your God. You are an idolater. If sex is your God, if lust is your God, you're an idolater. So there's all kinds of idolaters. If you worship your pastor, you are an idolater, my friend. If you worship your position at church, if you worship your position as elder or trustee or deacon, and you look to that more than you look to Christ, you are an idolater. So there's all kinds of idolatry going on. And people think they're going to heaven, but on that day, the Lord will tell them, you don't belong. You didn't worship me. You came to a building and you worshiped the building. You didn't worship me. You had no relationship with me. You had a relationship with your denomination. You worshiped your denomination. You worshiped your creeds, but you didn't worship me. You worshiped your doctrines, but you didn't worship me. So as we play this song, Love Lifted Me, let's pull out a piece of paper and pen, and let's write down some names so that when we come back after the hymn, we can pray for these poor souls. And truth be told, that not only did love lift you and me up out of the miry, but then love washed us, cleansed us. It was love who canceled out your sins and my sins. It was love who wrote your name and my name in the book of life. It was love that punched our ticket to heaven, if you will. It was love, the love of God, the love of Christ. It's that love. And we have to believe that that same love is available. That same saving love is available. That God can reach your son and your daughter. your father and your mother, your brother and your sister, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your aunts and your uncles, your neighbors and your relatives and your friends and your coworkers. Yes, yes, yes. The love of God, the love of God can and will reach them if we would only believe, if we would only bring them before the Lord. So did you write down your little list of people that you would want to pray for? Because right now, according to Revelation 21, verse 8, I want to pray for the fearful, the cowardly, those whom would like to have a relationship with Jesus. They would. But they fear that they'll lose their jobs, or they fear that they won't get a promotion, or they fear that they'll be laughed at. You see, the fearful, the cowardly. And, you know, that's the kind of gospel that many people preach. They only preach to you the beautiful side of the gospel. They never tell you that Jesus said, this is what Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace but a sword. I came to put mother at variance with her daughter. You know, the gospel does that. There's a price to be paid when you believe in Jesus. People will attack you for believing in Christ. People will attack you for having a set of moral values. In this immoral world, the immoral folk will attack those who have morals. And when you tell them you're a born-again Christian, forget it. It's persecution time. It's hunting season. But you see, to him that overcomes, you can't be fearful. And then you have the unbelieving. Those are the people who hear preaching and laugh. They hear about hell and they scorn. They hear about the second coming of Christ. They hear her saying that Christ is coming quickly. But what happens? They laugh it off and saying, he's never going to come. These crazy, delusional, holy rollers. You see, the unbelieving. They too, along with the fearful, along with the abominable. Who are the abominable? The polluted ones. There are people in our society who are just polluted. Their mind is a cesspool. Their heart is a cesspool. Their mouth is a cesspool. The abominable. Those who would do horrid things, the abominable. So let's pray right now for the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable. Let's pray right now. Father God, we come to you, for this is the season of evangelism. This is the time of the year when we should be out in the streets, we should be out in the highways and the byways, compelling men and women to come in to the kingdom of God. We compel them to come in by telling them to repent, to turn from their wicked ways, to turn from their unbelief, to turn from their abominations, to turn from their cesspool kind of living, to turn away from unbelief and to turn to God in faith. That's our prayer, Lord. We're praying for the fearful, the cowardly, those who would never, ever, ever, ever follow Jesus because they just don't want to take up their cross. They just don't want to die to self. They just don't want to be persecuted. And as a result, they say, no thank you to Jesus. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable. We present them to you right now, Lord, knowing that if you were to come this very moment, they would be found in the lake of fire right after the white throne judgment. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Reach down and save these people, Lord. Reach down the same love that pulled me out of the sin that I was in. Lord, pull the unbeliever out of his unbelief. Pull the fearful out of his cowardice. Pull the abominable out of his abominations. Pull them, Lord. Pull them from where they are, deep in their sin, and pull them up near the cross, that you may save them, that you may wash their sins away, that you may redeem them and make them yours. God, we pray, we pray. Well, not only do we pray that you would reach down and pull them up, but then, Lord, we pray that you would send them a preacher. Someone who would bring the gospel to them. Someone who would dare to do like John the Baptist and say, repent. Preachers who are not ashamed to say, repent. Send them preachers, Lord, who would call them to repentance. For there is no salvation without repentance from sin. Repentance simply means to turn away from your sins permanently. That's repentance. To turn away from our sins permanently and to turn to God in faith permanently. That's repentance. Only you can make that happen, Lord. Only you can effectuate that work in a person's heart and in a person's mind. Only you can, Lord. This is why we seek your face in this hour, that you may have mercy. You may have mercy upon these lost souls right now. In Jesus' name we pray. You said where there would be two or three gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst of them. And if they would touch and agree concerning anything, you would grant it to them. Lord, we're agreeing to pray for the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable right now. That's our focus right now, Lord. We're not praying for a new car. We're not praying for a new house. No, Lord, we're not praying for thousands of... No, Lord. Today's prayer service is about the lost. We have a heart for the lost. We have a burden for the lost. Save them, Lord. Save them in your mercy. Save them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I want to play this hymn. And it's entitled, Have You Any Room for Jesus? Have you any room for Jesus? This is the kind of questions we ought to be asking sinners when we evangelize. Have they any room in their hearts for Jesus? Years ago when I came to the Lord and years ago when you came to the Lord, you opened the door of your heart and you let Jesus in, and he's been there ever since. You see, salvation just doesn't mean that we repent, that we turn away permanently from our sins. No, it means more than that. It means that now someone special by the name of Jesus resides in our hearts. Have you any room for Jesus? Let us listen. Now, you see, listen to the words, and we can even use these words in evangelism. We can ask the person we're witnessing to, have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sins. As he knocks and asks admission. Sinner, will you let him in? Powerful, powerful hymn. Powerful. Let's listen. We have to do our best to talk to sinners and question and ask them, is there room in your heart for Jesus? Not is there room in your heart for the church or for some super preacher. No. Is there room in your heart for Jesus, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Lord? Now, the next group that we want to pray for are the murderers. And yes, murderers get saved. I remember as a very, very young man, starting out in ministry, there was a gentleman on our prison ministry team, who was a former mafia hitman. And the Lord saved him in prison. And then now he had a burden to go back and preach the gospel. And I remember one time when we were in the van going on our way to the prison, we asked him, Brother George, how did Jesus do it? Because he was a hard, cold killer with many notches on his belt. He was a scary guy. But he said, Jesus came into my rotten heart. I mean, he was a cold killer. And Jesus took that and melted it. Yes, God can save murderers. Yes, he can. He can also save whoremongers. He can also save sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Yes, the Lord can. The Lord can do it. We must ask the same question that God asked Abraham and Sarah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Because we say, oh, no, Lord, you can't save this one, and you can't save that one, and you can't save. But listen, how many former lesbians, how many former homosexuals has not the Lord saved? Oh, he can save. The Lord can save. The Lord can save. Yes, if he saved you, if he saved me, he can save anybody. Because it's sin that will twist a person and turn them into a monster. And there's all kinds of monsters on the earth, all kinds of sinners. And all sinners are monsters. So let's pray. Let's pray for murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars. Because if Jesus doesn't save them, they will end up in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Maybe you have a son or daughter in prison who's never going to get out. They've been sent there for life. But don't look at this earthly prison. Think of the eternal prison. If they don't come to Christ, not only will they spend the last human days in an earthly prison, they will spend all eternity in a prison of fire and brimstone. Think of the whoremongers. Think of the people who just have multiple sexual partners, people who have sex without marriage. Whoremongers. Whoremongering. Just think. Just think of the billions of Catholics who kneel before idols, who pay more attention to Mary. They pay more attention to the Pope than to Jesus. Idolaters, too, shall have their place in the lake of fire. So, folks, let's pray. This is evangelism time. He said, go ye into all the world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. This is gospel preaching time. Let's pray for sinners. That God will soften their hearts so that when we go with the glorious message of Jesus Christ, they will be receptive and they will embrace Jesus. Let's pray. God, you have asked us in your word to stand in the gap for sinners, even for people we don't even know. You've asked us to pray for murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idol worshippers, and liars of all kinds. And why would you have us pray? Because your word says that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And even though, Lord, we can't even begin to wrap that thing, that concept around our minds, we're just being obedient to your word. Because as a royal priesthood that we are, we are called upon to intercede on behalf of sinners, to mediate on behalf of sinners, to not only to represent them and their sinful condition before God, but then to go back on God's behalf and represent God before them as we preach the gospel. So, Lord, we pray for murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars. We pray, Lord, that you will soften their hearts so that when we go with the gospel, they will be receptive. Bless us, Lord, as we go forth sharing Jesus. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, folks, that's it. Please continue to pray for our brother Francisco Rigioni until we get a word from him that he's been healed. Let's continue to pray for our sister with breast cancer, who is tomorrow going to the doctors. She's going to the hospital. She's going to have a full battery of tests. And I'll be speaking to her on Thursday, and she's going to let me know what the, and we pray that when she goes tomorrow, Jesus healed it. It's gone. We pray, we pray, we pray. And then finally, don't forget to pray for that young man who lost a job and then found a job, but this new job, he just can't make ends meet. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for his wife. Let's pray for his kids. Because, you know, listen, folks, when there's money issues at home, it puts a strain on the family. And we pray that the peace of God would reign in that home. That there will be no financial worries, that they would learn to trust the Lord in all things. Amen. Also, let me remind you by way of announcement that tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll have the second word of encouragement, and then on Friday, the third, and it's a series. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday word of encouragement is a series. I need you to listen to this word of encouragement that I'm teaching on. I taught yesterday, I'll be teaching tomorrow, and then I'll be teaching on Friday. Amen. Don't forget to tune into Daily Manna from Heaven to get all the knowledge you need on who are these people, who are the whoremongers, and who are the idolaters. And all, we're doing a great series on who will not be allowed to enter into heaven. Don't miss that series. It's a 15-part series. I started it last Monday, and today I finished part 7. Tomorrow I'm doing part 8. Jump in. Learn. Listen. The shows are archived. Take advantage that Radio Shepherd is willing to teach you on a daily basis. Take advantage. And then finally, remember that Daily Manna from Heaven, Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church, the Wolf Tracker broadcast, all these broadcasts, all of them, are entirely listener supported. So I do need your love gifts to stay on the air. There's a lot of little expenses that go together. They come together. It's like a cluster of expenses. Small as they may be, when you bunch them all up, it adds up. And we need your love gifts to stay on the air and to continue to do what we do. So you can either mail it in. Our address where you can mail in the love gifts are there on the slide presentation. And also, if you want to do it via PayPal, you can do that also. Well, that's it for today. That's it. And remember, every day I'm praying for you. We may have a weekly prayer meeting on Tuesday, but every day I'm in prayer. Asking the Lord to answer our requests. This is a praying ministry. We're serious about prayer. So if you have any new prayer requests, email them to us. Email them to us. The email address is right there. And just you can look at it and just drop us a message, and we'll pray for you. As we close the program, I want to sing this hymn, When We All Get to Heaven, because I'm trusting that not only will you and I be there, but some of the people we were praying in today, they'll be there. When we all get to heaven, let's listen. God bless you.